Welcome to ESL RPG. On this episode, we find out what the crying halfling wants. We also have an impromptu vocabulary lesson, lots of searching, and an out-of-character discussion of the in-character beliefs of our characters, and how that affects them philosophically. Yeah.
Meanwhile,
the crying halfling woman, yes?
Yes, there was a crying halfling woman. I believe we should talk to her since she's smart.
Yeah, you notice she's really... Yeah, she seems kind of lost in thought, and she seems really upset about something. And she's not really engaging with anyone. She's just sitting there, really defeated.
Why you cry?
The lady was, like, absent-minded before, but now she notices the huge, flowery ogre, like, right in front of her, and she just kind of shrieks, like, ah! What's this?
Need hug?
She seems close to fainting out of fear, seeing the big ogre.
Please calm down, please, my friend. What happened to you?
Oh, you startled me. She seems really short of breath. But she's calming down after, you know, seeing friendly faces and not being murdered by an ogre. Oh, dearie. You know, I live in Bergos to the south, and I had to abandon my home because it's just infested by poisonous spiders. I just want someone to go to my house and kill these spiders for me.
Wait.
If you kill these spiders, you can hug me all you want. So please, if you could do this for me, please kill all the spiders. And, you know, there's one really big one. If you bring me proof that you killed it, and if you bring me my slippers, and maybe, yeah, I have a really special bottle of wine. If you bring that too, I'll give you everything I have. I'll give you all my gold.
Wait, how right?
So, you remember the lady wants proof that the biggest spider in her house has been squashed. Like, if you could bring back the body of the spider, as well as her slippers, which are probably in a chest somewhere in her house, and a special bottle of wine that's probably also in a chest in her house. If you bring all three of those, she will reward you with gold. Oh, and one more thing. These spiders, they're poisonous. If they bite you, you'll get sick. So please, use these. And she gives you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bottles of antidote. When you're poisoned and you drink them, the poison is cured. They don't work beforehand. So if you drink them and you get poisoned afterwards, you'll still get poisoned. So you can only use them after you get poisoned. By the way, don't forget you can look in any area you're in. So far, you've been in 3 different areas. So the
every looking bar.
Forest.
Every get minus two.
Then you have the inn and the area around the inn as well. How much you roll?
1.
Okay, you're in a bar. You're pretty sure you've been in this bar before.
This bar. Sabi need help.
Help? Do you want to go squash spiders?
No, need word.
What word, son?
Mean same as before.
Same as before? Prior? Antecedent? Earlier? First?
No first. Family something.
Familiar. Same as before? Familiar is before? Okay, it's familiar.
Thank you, family thing.
Oh wait, I should be rolling intelligence rolls for...
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
For a big word, big new word.
Yes.
Oh, nat 20!
Nat 20!
He can say it.
Harry learned a new word!
You will never forget the word familiar. And this discovery made you so excited, you get a free remembering for the next big word.
This bar familiar.
Okay, so you're the party leader. Mm. What do you do?
Okay, I understood what happened to you, lady. Mm. But we don't have enough
equipment, manpower.
Equipment mm. to yeah. fight the spiders. So later we'll fight the spiders you told us.
Okay, well, I'll be here. Because I can't go home anyway. I'll be here if you if you ever kill them, please come and let me know and bring all the stuff I asked you. If you don't, I can't give you anything. She runs off to the other side of the bar because the ogre, despite seeming friendly, is still terrifying.
All right, everyone. She is right. We should find something of great power. A weapon that would help us defeat all enemies.
Not yet, Ari. We have to find something to beat spiders.
Okay.
By the way, she yells, if you really want to buy new equipment, there's a really good smithy in Bergos. You can find some stuff there, maybe.
Switch around.
So where you're in the tavern now, where do you go? What do you do?
I say we ask some people to see if they know of anything that we can find in town that can help us with our quest.
Every ask, rolling with disadvantage because giant ogre. Two!
You need help?
As you approach various patrons in the bar, they just scuffle off away from you. It's like everywhere you walk forms a empty circle around you, like people avoid being near you.
And?
You actually attract the attention of the guards, and everyone else kind of feels like if he keeps talking to patrons, they might want to kick him out. Because he's disrupting the peace non-violently.
Here, let me to help. I'd like to try and find someone who will speak with us. 14.
Okay, you find some well-spoken people, and they're willing to talk to you. Yeah, I have an uncle, and he's a merchant in Baldur's Gate up north. But yeah, I haven't been able to contact him in a few weeks because they closed the city because of all the bandit attacks around here. I really hope he's doing well. Yeah, but they probably won't be able to stop the bandits with all the bad iron coming from the mine. Ah, I just hope someone can fix that problem.
Same as before. Fix bad iron, fix bandits. Mm. Yeah, there's other places to look other than the tavern.
So there's the area around the tavern, south of the tavern, which is the crossroads. Oh. Back west towards Candlekeep, the forest. And then south of the crossroads is the road to Bergbops.
I'm going
to
take a shortcut here. West is your woods. So easy thing that could maybe do either straight wisdom or straight intelligence check to remember if there's something in the woods.
Doing something in the woods. Okay.
Yeah, saving time so we don't actually have to go back there, but...
Okay. I'd make a... Would it be an intelligence or wisdom or intelligence check for remembering whatever might have been in the woods?
Wisdom.
Okay, so... 7 plus wisdom, so it makes 8.
You vaguely remember at one point wandering the woods, you notice like a shiny thing somewhere in a crack between some trees... But for reasons unknown, he never checked out what it was.
I do remember seeing something vaguely interesting, but I have no idea exactly what it was. It was sparkly, though.
Sparkly?
It shines. Oh.
There goes my big word.
Yes, oh, sparkly. Yeah.
Sparkly.
Your new word.
I mean, it still has to be explained to him, but what?
It shines.
Sparkly is shiny?
Yes, son.
Why truer words?
Don't worry about that. Let's focus on the sparkly thing.
Okay. Wait, focus?
Let's think of one thing only.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Shall we go and find that? That sparkly, shiny sword in the forest?
He never said sword.
Just something. I saw it in a crack somewhere. I never investigated it. I just remember seeing a sparkle.
So all of you exit the tavern.
Aerie exits carefully, of course.
Carefully. And you're now outside the tavern, like in the area outside the tavern. Do you want to do anything there? Or do you want to move on south?
Yeah, this is also another place to search, possibly.
But yes.
I want to search around the tavern to find something.
Sure. And while you're at it, why doesn't everyone search?
Yes.
Harry, help! Harry,
good, net 20.
Good. Net
20.
20?
Yes.
Okay, well.
This many.
Harry sees trees.
Wow.
And flowers.
Me take flowers.
Okay. Sabazios.
Yes.
As he was kind of looking around, he noticed an older tree with a knot hole. And yeah, he just kind of looked in there and found a magical ring.
Ooh, magical
ring. And upon closer inspection, he identifies it as a ring of wizardry. So anyone who wears the ring can cast a double amount of spells.
So I have a magic wizard ring that allows me to use double magic.
Well, any mage or any spellcaster that uses it, that wears it, level 1 spells get doubled. Like the amount of spells you can cast
is doubled.
Per day is doubled. So if you can cast 2 spells, then you can cast 4 spells. If you can cast 3 spells, you can cast 6 spells.
Okay. All right, I keep the ring for myself. I recognize I can probably make advantage of its power.
Okay, so it's called Ring of Wizardry.
Oh, okay, the Ring of Wizardry, so I have one.
Meanwhile, this happens.
Me see trees.
I see trees too.
Me see flowers.
Yes, there are some very nice flowers here, Ari.
Me want flowers.
Why don't I help you pick some flowers, Aerie?
Because? No.
I will help you pick some flowers, Aerie. And Jan and Aerie pick flowers together.
How lovely.
Yes. Tomoyo, this is what happens when your character gets left in my control. Meanwhile, moving on. Okay. Flower going to woods where he remembered there was a shiny thing.
Right, so you're still now around the inn. Everyone else didn't find anything worthwhile, but you do notice a smile on Sabazios' face. Anyway, so yeah, you don't notice anything. The only path, well, not the only one, but the path you could go is south back to the crossroads where you fought the ogre before.
Or west to the where she came from, coming from Campbell.
Well, it's actually west of the crossroads. So,
okay.
You go west from here, you're going to new territory.
Oh, okay.
So now you're at the crossroads. Do you search?
Perception.
Wow. Okay, Jan got a 15. Harry got a 14.
Perception, right?
Yes, perception.
Okay, 12.
16.
16?
Oh, perception, so I had 8.
Okay. You notice a pile of smaller rocks, kind of stacked in a strange, like, weird fashion, like unnatural. And you deduce that someone might have put them there in that way. And you look around them, and you find a diamond, a gemstone, which might be worth an amount of gold pieces if you sell it.
Wait, who finds it?
Whoever rolled highest.
Oh, that would be Jen. Okay. I will add that to Tomoya's sheet. 1 diamond. Okay, that's the crossroads search. We've got the area to Candlekeep to search, and then we've got to make our way to
Danfrost. If you're at the crossroads, you can go to the west, back into the forest. You can go south to the road you haven't been to before. Where do you go?
Let's take a look.
Use this one. Yeah.
Holy mother of...
With?
Yes, with your perception and his perception. Okay, so Jan gets a 12. Aerie gets a 15.
15.
Sabi got 12.
Okay, Sabi gets a 12.
And Meg gets 13.
Perception,
yeah.
16. He finds
16. So, Kegel, as you sweep around the forest, you do coincidentally, like really by accident, find like a pouch. And as you look inside, there's only one thing in there, like a ring, but it's a magic ring. You kind of identify it as a guard's ring. So anyone that wears it gets a better armor, like their armor improved. So if you wear it, you get +1 to your AC.
I can use this ring for the cause and help defend everyone. I will wear this ring and protect you all from evil.
Okay. Me protect too. Must protect light.
Yes, we will work together to defend everyone.
Yeah, I forgot. Who's your god?
Tempus.
Oh, Tempus, god of war. Got it. There we go. Eldath, goddess of peace. Nature and
neutral
light.
Good.
Nature and light, yes. Yeah, technically, Airy is neutral good. Yeah. Nature and life.
I like Torm.
Torm? Okay, Torm. Okay, either way, not Eldath.
Torm, the main god.
Torm, god of courage and self-sacrifice, lawful good. Symbol, white right gauntlet.
Torm is a god worshipped by many paladins, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely worshipped by many paladins. Not worshipped by Airy. Airy worships Eldath.
Yeah, so it's a good god, which means your character would be good, too. Any character that follows a good god will be good. Someone that follows an evil god will be evil.
And, yeah, well, we haven't gone completely to the extreme of saying that Airy is lawful good, because that's kind of difficult to say for a monster that starts out as chaotic evil when it's born.
Well, I mean, lawful good would be someone that follows the laws, but...
Hmm.
Like, Airy isn't really from a settlement with many laws, right?
He's from a monastery or order of Eldath, which itself is neutral good. Yeah. But he is a paladin, which means he has to absolutely follow the oath of Eldath. Which, yeah, I showed you before, that's Oath of the Ancients, the Protect the Light, translated to Airy, but still very much that one, those four tenets. Kindle the light, shelter the light, preserve the light, be the light.
Okay.
Or preserve your own light, be the light. Bring happiness and mercy and everything good to everybody, basically.
Anyway, moving on, so
you
found the treasure that Sabathios remembered, and you are keeping it for yourself. Okay, so you're in the forest, having found the treasure.
A red eye is not bad.
Leader, where do you go? Party leader.
No way, I am in the forest.
Forest, yes. So to the west is Candle Keep, where you grew up. To the east is the crossroads.
I think we should be more realistic and accurate at this point in time. To the west is people who killed your father and might kill you.
Oh, so, yeah. I don't go that.
But anyway, you do know, like, in order to get inside Candle Keep, you have to bring a tome of great value. Like, they don't let just anyone in. Only people that donate a book that's worth, like, a fortune are allowed to go inside the library. So, you know, if you go to Candle Keep, even if you lived there your whole life, they wouldn't let you back in.
Meanwhile, we've got to go to Bear Ghost.
Okay, then I'll go take the south
path. Okay, so you travel back to the crossroads and you take the road south. And yeah, it leads into a, not really hills, like not many hills, like more flat fields with a road that kind of curves here and there. And like there's not much going on there. It's like you meet some people, cross paths with some people going north, and you know, you catch up to people going south, but yeah, it's really uneventful. Like there's not much there, just fields. Anyway, so yeah, you're at the road south towards Bear Ghost.
Yes.
Yeah, nothing interesting. What would you like to do? Go north, go south? Look around.
Look around.
Yeah. So, look around. So, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You roll for him. Airy got a nat 1.
Ari
perception.
Sees a road.
Jen got a total of 10.
7.
9.
Seriously? Maybe we should sleep on it?
Okay, so,
Yeah,
Jen notices you're on the road. everyone else just looks around, doesn't really see anything. Yeah, nothing of interest, like no hidden treasure.
Maybe we should look with our hands.
Keep going.
Okay, on to Bear Ghost.
Okay, so you keep walking south, following the path, until you see in the distance a settlement. Not a huge city, but like a cozy town. And yeah, after about 20 minutes, you reach the town. And after walking such a long time, you head to the closest inn and you settle for the night and you sleep all night.
And Airy heals the rest of his hit points because with a d10 plus 2, he did not recover 9 damage.
And next time we will pick up where we left off.
Okay.
Next time, I'm not going to tell you to look, though. Okay? But
yeah.
Every new area you're in, you should always look around. Because there are many hidden stuff.
Easy way to put it, if he describes a person, you should maybe talk to them. If he describes a place, you should maybe look in it.
Okay. What will happen next time? There's only one way to find out. Thank you for listening to ESL RPG. This podcast is recorded at MT English School in Toyama, Japan.